Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on October 7th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Really? You're well?
I was. yeah, well.
Speaking of adventures, you had quite an adventure last night.
I did. I attended the gala opening event for Nordstrom's, the new Nordstrom at Del Amo.
Right.
It was pretty amazing.
The video that you shot and the pictures that you put up on Facebook were amazing. They spared no expense, obviously, in putting on a fantastic show, and that's what we expect from Nordstrom's.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The space, you know, I was in the space 3 weeks ago for a hard hat tour, and the tiles grouted yet.
Right.
On the floor, you know, they still had the spacers in them. And I said to the guy in charge, I said, this is going to be done in 3 weeks. And he said, yep. And I was like, wow. And it was. They just did an amazing job. The store is absolutely gorgeous. Everybody has to go.
Wow. That's just one of the many adventures, ladies and gentlemen, that we sometimes participate in. Really looking forward to this show, Jackie, and everyone will find out why in a bit, but this is a very important organization in the South Bay. Actually, there's the nine cities. I'm hopeful that one of our guests can remind me of the nine cities that participate in this organization and really make it work and work for everyone in the community. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Andrew Ten, Chris Cagle, and Lawrence Johnson from the South Bay Workforce Investment Board. Now, Andrew Ten is a financial and business development professional with extensive frontline experience in building and managing successful financial service teams. Andrew started his career in the commercial banking industry with institutions such as Wells Fargo, Citizens Business Bank, and U.S. Bank. In 2008, he transitioned to the public sector, which included work at the U.S. Small Business Administration's Disaster Office and Loan Guarantee Processing Center. In addition, Andrew has worked for the National Credit Union Administration, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and the U.S. Department of Defense. Currently, as a lender relations specialist in the SBA Los Angeles District Office, he works with the nation's largest SBA lending market. Andrew, born in Torrance, is a Southern California native and earned his BS degree in business administration from the University of California at Riverside. Chris Cagle is a business consultant with the South Bay Workforce Investment Board, an organization that provides no-cost business and employment services to the South Bay area. He is also president of the Redondo Beach Roundtable and an advisory board member for the Redondo Beach Salvation Army, which manages the Meals on Wheels program for the beach cities. Chris lives with his wife Diane in Redondo Beach, where he was previously a two-term city councilman representing the residents of District 2. Now, Lawrence Johnson has a deep executive experience leading established and startup enterprises. He is the founder and CEO of L.R. Johnson Associates, LLC, a specialty food sale and marketing firm. In addition, Larry provides strategic business consulting services for small and medium-sized businesses through El Camino College. Now, previously, Larry provided corporate finance advisory and investment banking services for both Deloitte and Price Waterhouse, and he maintains an affiliation with the Los Angeles consulting firm of Stanton Associates. He is active in Rotary International, having served as president of his local Rotary Club, and Larry received his MBA from Columbia University and has a BS in economics from Boston College. An avid golfer, Larry also is an aficionado of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. So, Joe, as you mentioned, this morning we're going to learn about the South Bay Workforce Investment Board and exactly what it is they do. Larry, Chris, Andrew, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Chris Cagle speaking.
Yes, Chris.
And let's start off by clarifying one thing. I'm with the South Bay Workforce Investment Board.
Yeah.
Andrew is with the FBA, and Larry is with the Small Business Development Center.
Okay.
Three different agencies. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, my mistake. My mistake.
And Larry is with the...
It's called the Small Business Development Center. We are an arm of the SBA. We're part of a nationwide program that partners with both federal and private agencies to provide small business owners with access to no-cost management consulting services, affordable entrepreneurial education, and also other valuable business resources like access to capital.
Right, right. It seems like I'll be talking with you soon, Larry, as I'm looking for capital, always.
Terrific.
We'll start with you, Chris, because I'm most familiar with the South Bay Workforce Investment Board. And just to give a sense of history, because it is really ancient history, but I had a retail shop in Redondo Beach, right on Torrance Boulevard, Penny RX of Canada. And when you mm-hmm. were on the city council, you actually were at the ribbon cutting for my business. Do you remember that?
Really?
Yeah.
No. It's a small world, huh?
Yes, and I was very proud to have you there, Councilman, at my ribbon cutting.
Good.
But tell us about the South Bay Workforce Investment Board, Chris.
You know, one of the things I wanted to add to my profile that I should have put on there is I was also a small business owner for 20 years. So
right.
I feel a lot of connections with what people have to go through and, as a small business. And one of the things that I always wondered about was how to access some of these government services that we all hear about all the time, because they're so elusive and you never really know who to call.
Right.
And that's in part why I got involved with the South Bay Workforce Investment Board. And believe it or not, it's actually a national program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you hear the President and Congress pass a big jobs bill, and if you ever wondered where all that money goes, well, it goes out to the states, and then the states send it out to different organizations that help create jobs. And one of those organizations is the SBWIB. And in California, we have 49 of these workforce boards, and they're managed by the governor, essentially, under the California Workforce System. And in our area, we cover a territory from Inglewood to Lomita. So when you were on the board, it was 9 cities, but now it's 11.
Wow.
We added Torrance and Lomita recently. And it was actually quite a process to do that. It included approval from the governor of California to allow it to happen. But now our service area is truly the South Bay, and so we're just now really gearing up with Torrance Alameda as of July 1st of 2015, and we're really excited to have them a part of the area we represent. Mm-hmm. But we do so many different things for business and job seekers and youth, and our primary mission is to help people get jobs and to advance their careers. And so in doing that, we have a lot of different programs that are available to not only the job seekers, but to business.
Right.
And so part of what I do is go around in the community and make people aware of all these different things that we've got going. And I do community outreach and things like that to the chambers of commerce and the city councils and such. And one of the advantages of being in the chamber, like the Redondo Beach Chamber, which I've been a member for many years, is that you get to hear about different things such as this that you would never normally run across if you were just by yourself mm-hmm. managing your business.
We often talk about the need for small businesses to really join the chamber, not for any other reason, but just to be and have access to the resources that the chamber has collected and is constantly aware of. When I was on the Workforce Investment Board, I was appointed by the City Council of Hermosa Beach. I assume you were appointed by the City Council of Redondo.
Well, I'm actually doing more than just volunteer. They're actually paying me, so it's a job for me now.
mm-hmm.
So I got hired through referrals from the former mayor, and then that's how I got connected with him. So I've been with him for almost a couple of years now.
So is there a separate representative from Redondo Beach on the board as well?
Yeah, so each one of our cities is represented by a board member.
Right.
We have actually 54 members on the board,
mm-hmm.
and so each city contributes 1 to 4 members
right.
that are actually formally appointed by their city council.
Right.
And then in addition to those people, we have other organizations represented, like labor and different companies, and private sector companies, and things like that. And so we report our work to the board every quarter.
Right.
And they give us advice, and they actually vote on workforce policy during those meetings.
Now, when I was with the Workforce Investment Board, of course, it is about jobs, and it is about getting people to work, but it was also of great benefit to many local business owners because the investment board actually provided labor to many local businesses and actually paid the essentially interns for the small businesses. They did not have to pay them because they were paid through programs of the Workforce Investment
right.
Board, right?
Right. There's lots of those. We have probably 30 different programs that we're
right.
working with
right.
at any given time. And one example, I was just talking to a business in Lawndale, and this isn't a program where we're actually funding employees, but to give you an example of some of the things we can do at no cost, all of our services are at no cost to the business. He needed to hire 3 people. So his normal routine is he will post his job description on LinkedIn or Craigslist or Indeed or somewhere like that, and he'll get the resumes coming in. And then he'll call every single one of those people, and he'll narrow it down to maybe 20 people that he wants to bring in, and he'll create a sort of like a little interview time, and they'll come down and he'll give them an orientation. And out of those people, half of those may be rise to the top, and out of those, half he might actually hire. So maybe he'll get 5 or 6 people he'll hire, and then on day 1, 2 or 3 won't show up, mm-hmm. and then another 1 or 2 will quit on the first day. But you can see a process like that, a business really has to go through a lot of work to find an employee. But if he just comes to the South Bay Workforce Investment Board, we'll do all of that for him.
Right.
We'll do the screening, we'll do the interviews, we'll check the references, we'll do it all. And we'll send him a person that's qualified and ready to go that he wants to use and hire.
Right.
So that's one thing that we do for businesses that, you know, it's not a subsidy we're giving, but it's just a service that we provide.
Right.
As far as actually funding labor, we have a bunch of different programs like that. There's one in particular where if a business is hiring somebody that is in the minimum wage level and they're planning to hire a minimum wage person anyways, but they're doing it through the Workforce Investment Board, we can actually bring the person to them for an 8-month training period and contribute what it technically works out to. 3 months is paid by us entirely, 100% of their salary, and then we rebate them another $550 a month for the next 5 months. So it's an 8-month program. And if you added it all up, it comes out to like $6,000 or $7,000 that the business is saving.
Wow.
And it gives job seeker an opportunity to get a job and learn new skills.
Right.
And so everybody in that situation wins. And that particular program is a county program that we manage for the county of Los Angeles.
What I love is that we have a range of options for a range of sizes of businesses today. I'd like to bring Andrew into the discussion. Andrew Ten, when we talk about the range of services for businesses, the Small Business Administration is often remembered from the past, but a lot of small businesses don't turn to the SBA. Can you give us an overview of the things that the SBA does and how relevant it is today?
Sure. Well, good morning once again, Joe and Jackie, and thank you for having me and the rest of my colleagues here this morning. Mm-hmm. So the U.S. Small Business Administration, we are a cabinet-level federal agency, so our administrator of the agency, Maria Contreras-Sweet, she does sit on the cabinet level, and that was instituted just a couple of years ago. It has been on and off as far as that position being in the cabinet. But the history of the SBA started in 1953. In fact, President Eisenhower signed the Small Business Act in 1953, and that created the Small Business Administration. Primarily, the mission of the agency is really to support the small business community. And today, it's really done in a three-prong approach. One is through the notion of capital, the other is the notion of counseling, and finally, contracting. A lot of folks, when they think of SBA or the Small Business Administration, they tend to think of only the lending component, the capital component, which is what I think the agency as a whole is really known for. It's really known for providing a loan or several loan program guidelines that is indirectly lent by us, but really being channeled by a network of approved SBA lenders. These approved SBA lenders mainly are comprised of banks and credit unions throughout the country, both the large ones and the more smaller community ones. So that's the capital component. The counseling component, and I'll probably defer later on to Larry. Larry, coming from the Small Business Development Center, the SBDC, among a couple of other resource partners like SCORE, they compose the part of the agency that relates to counseling, free counseling, in fact, to a lot of the small businesses that have thoughts, questions on taking their business to the next level, or ones that may have just an emerging thought or emerging idea to start a small business.
Right.
But essentially today, we do a lot of outreach. We do a lot of advisory. We're trying to get lenders to continue to think about the SBA loan products. And in fact, you know, in the recent couple of years, there's been an uptick when it comes to the SBA loan origination process. So that's something that we are encouraged by, looking at the stats. And you know, we certainly want our lender partners to continue that trend as a whole. So that kind of gives you a quick overview, sort of a brief overview from a macro standpoint on what SBA is today and what it was in the past.
Now, Andrew, I'm very familiar with the Small Business Development Center, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. But I just want you to address the issue that, you know, for a lot of small businesses, both retailers and back shop employers and maybe even the guy just sitting in his house as a professional services business, look at the Small Business Administration and say, oh, that's for big guys. That's for guys that have lots of, you know, plant and equipment. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because it really isn't. It applies to even the home-based business.
Oh, absolutely. I think that tends to be a misnomer out there in the general community within small business lending or the small business community as a whole. SBA, with its array of loan program guidelines, has the ability and the emphasis to really reach out and make these loan guidelines, loan programs available for really the small business, and even ones that are startup in nature. But one thing I always want to preface and give as a caveat is the fact that SBA, as a federal agency, we don't do the direct lending. And in fact, the best way to describe it is we indirectly lend the money out through our array and network of approved SBA lenders. So the respective lenders, be it ABC Bank or XYZ Credit Union, they have a set of credit criteria or what you would consider a credit risk appetite. Mm. They know the guidelines of the SBA program, and they know what it emphasizes on and what can be done and what cannot be done. But at the end of the day, the individual respective lender makes the credit decision on the type of appetite that they have a willingness to lend to. So some lenders, for instance, may have a better savvy sort of appetite and comprehension in lending to really small businesses or startup businesses. Now, some may not. But as far as the guideline and the program is concerned coming from SBA, it is designed to be provided for all sizes of businesses, including ones that are smaller in size. And I think that's where again, not to steal Larry's thunder here or our other resource partners, but I think that's where the educational process and the counseling process must come to play for a lot of small businesses in order to take it to the level of being qualified for lending, to be, as the term is in the industry, bankable. Mm. You have to get your personal house in order first. Mm. I always tell whether it's a business owner or folks that are interested in starting a business, you always have to think about the perspective of the lender being a bank or a credit union. Mm-hmm. What do they usually want to see? Because at the end of the day, there is no free lunch, and they're not just going to lend out a loan or approve a loan without certain due diligence or a certain criteria of underwriting that needs to be first situated and completed. So the counseling piece is important. You know, a small business or a person that's thinking of creating a small business needs to have certain things like a business plan in mind, a strategic plan in mind, some sort of realistic, reasonable projection, financial projection in mind. That's when, you know, he or she can speak to, an accountant or CPA, but also utilize the free services at the disposal for that taxpayer, for that small business owner or prospective business owner by talking to the SBA and its resource partners. The SBDC with Larry, among others, their cost to any individual is free of charge, completely funded by taxpayer dollars.
Right.
So it's always a baby step process. You can't put sort of the horse, you know, the cart before the horse.
Right.
And I think that's the key to remember when it comes to the lending requests.
Now, Larry, Lawrence Johnson, Larry, Andrew has set the table. The Small Business Development Center is an amazing organization, but I want to hear from you. How would you describe that organization to that small business owner or that wannabe small business owner out there who's saying, I just don't know how to do this. I don't know how to write a business plan. Where do I go for advice?
Well, this is a slow, easy one across the plate. Let's hope the Dodgers get those kind of pitches in the first series. we truly are an amazing resource. We are first and foremost a collection of experienced professionals with amazing backgrounds and an interest in helping the real lifeblood and backbone of our country, that is small businesses and entrepreneurs. We will work with pre-venture for folks who are looking to start up but aren't exactly sure how to begin, up through existing businesses in excess of $5 million in revenues. There are always things that businesses need. You may have a successful business. I had a fellow come in the other day who he and his dad ran a grocery store on the west side. And with the growth and development and increase in property values, they found that their community was demanding increasing services, and they wanted to know how they could take advantage of that, how they could really develop, let's say, a grab-and-go sandwich operation.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to talk to them not just about creating sort of a Subway-type operation, but really something that would cater to the needs and interests of the community, that would be able to provide maybe higher-quality breads, higher-quality meats, and some of the more exotic fresh fruit that would really give them an opportunity to enhance their margins and to really grow the customer base and satisfy the needs of a changing community.
Mm-hmm.
We work with folks who are having cash flow difficulties, or maybe people who have started a business and have been running it really out of a shoebox. I mean, we've got lots of people who come in and say, well, I can't tell you how much money we made, but we keep all our receipts in a shoebox.
Right.
So we help people sort out through those issues. And then down to just developing a business plan. But even before you develop a business plan, the question is, do you have a viable idea? And we'll help people walk through the concept of, is this concept viable? Will it produce a profitable return that meets your needs and expectations?
Hmm.
So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
Will the Small Business Development Center sit down with a prospective business owner and go through the, well, is it going to be a sandwich shop? Is it going to be a tailor? Is it going to be, what are your skill sets? What are you good at? What are things that you like to do? And maybe you don't have any skill sets and you want to do what I call a micro-franchise. Mary Kay has been in the news lately, but Mary Kay is a solid organization, so I'll use that organization as an example. I think of Mary Kay as a micro-franchise. You can get started for $100 if you're into skincare and hair care and that sort of thing. Do you do that kind of consulting?
Absolutely. And each of the centers, you mentioned we've got 8 centers around Southern California.
Hmm.
Our lead center is located at Long Beach Community College. We have a center, a regional center hosted by Pacific Coast Regional on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Mm.
We've got a center hosted by the College of the Canyons, another one hosted by the Economic Development Collaborative in Ventura County,
right.
Pasadena City College, the center El Camino, where I am housed currently, Long Beach City, and the University of Laverne. And there's also a center at the Bixel Exchange Emerging Tech Institute hosted by the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce. So we really have a very active centers around, including, and also I forgot to mention the Beverly Hills Chamber is very supportive of our efforts. So we really cover the Southern California area, and each of the centers will address the needs in their particular areas in very customized ways. So, for example, in El Camino, at El Camino, we offer an introductory course where we want everyone who's coming in for counseling, especially if they haven't started businesses, to come to an introduction to business seminar. Where we talk to them about their needs and their wants, desires, and aspirations, and about the requirements for starting a business, the questions you need to ask yourself, so that at least they get an initial overview of what it means to be in business. And then we can then target them to individual consultants who have very specific expertise in the areas where they have the greatest need.
Jackie, I am in heaven. This is...
I can tell. This is right up your alley, Joe.
Right up my alley. We have these three seasoned professionals to provide the access to resources that we all need, and small businesses, and I'm thrilled. This is a valuable show that I think a lot of people should refer to and get some real meat out of, and so looking forward to that. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to take a break. We want to celebrate the organizations that are available to help you build your small business right here in the South Bay. You're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking South Bay Workforce Investment Board, the Small Business Administration, a cabinet-level agency, and the Small Business Development Centers throughout Southern California. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to have them. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Chris, I'd like to bring you back into the discussion. I did mention that I was with the South Bay Workforce Investment Board, and it was a very exciting time, but made more exciting because in October of, well, it was August, I guess, of 2005, Katrina hit Louisiana, and organization, computer store that I was the manager of, we had a big bus with lots of computers and a satellite internet feed. So we were called into service by the Department of Labor to go down to Baker, Louisiana, about 100 miles north of the Gulf, and participate in a FEMA camp there. And this was all while I was on the board in Bible. It was very exciting. Tell us, Chris, tell us, what is your title there at the South Bay Workforce Investment Board? What are you doing? What are you working to accomplish now?
Well, I'm a business consultant for the South Bay Workforce Investment Board, and my role is to try to make sure people in the South Bay and businesses in the South Bay understand what's available through our organization. And so I do a lot of outreach and attend events all over the area and just do business visits. There's one thing I'd like to mention is that we do a lot of, and so does the Small Business Development Center, is we offer training for employees. For example, in a business, you know, when new software comes out, like different Microsoft products, businesses can get training for their employees on these new things that come out, and it's at no cost. For example, another upgrade in Word or Excel or any one of those things through our one-stop centers, which is where the public accesses our services. We offer classes there all the time and all these different things. And we also go beyond just the typical things you might think of, but if a company needs anything specialized, like there's an example, a company was asking for some help in training a couple of their key employees for training in X-ray software. We can handle things like that. There was another company that needed us to come in and help brush up on English skills for some of their employees because the company was advancing and different things were coming up that required their employees to have a better understanding of English, and they didn't. So we actually brought in people to teach a class in the company, and that's like a layoff aversion type program, which is another thing we do too. Is we have layoff aversion programs and we have rapid response programs. So if a company was going to have a layoff, for example, they call us. In fact, they're actually required to call us if they're going to lay off 50 people or 25% of their workforce. And we will go in there and give the employees an orientation and actually help them find new jobs. And we're doing that actually with the Boeing employees that some of them were recently laid off. And we had a big job fair. We pulled in 24 different aerospace companies in the area that are hiring and matched them up with the employees that were being displaced by Boeing. And, you know, that's part of what we do is help people stay employed. So it happens with training. It happens with job fairs, recruiting events, and things like that. So even if you don't fall into one of those categories, someone looking for a job can just walk into a one-stop center and they'll help them out. And there's an orientation we do, and we'll help them redo their resume. We'll help them get new training if they need. And then it's part of our service to business as well to match those job seekers with the people they're trying to find.
Right. It's clear. I mean, if you haven't heard already, the resources that are out there, whether you're an employee looking for a job or you're a business owner looking for employees, the South Bay Workforce Investment Board can help in either case. And when people talk, Andrew, about funding, about capital formation, it sounds so esoteric. What are some of the ways in which the South Bay or the Small Business Administration is reaching out to make itself more available to small businesses? And let's give out some contact information, Andrew, so people can get in touch with the Small Business Administration.
Sure. No, that's a great question there, Joe. Within the last 12 months, SBA as a federal agency is certainly mindful that there are a lot of technological advances right now that perhaps are not being fully utilized for the benefit of the small businesses out there, especially in the context of they're wanting to learn more about maybe a small business loan or an SBA loan specifically. So early part of this year, we actually launched an online portal found through our main website, which is www.sba.gov, SBA as in Sierra Bravo Alpha.gov. It's an online portal called Link, L-I-N-C. And think of it as a lending tree for small business loans. We know the concept of lending tree where you, as a consumer, go on and you type in your information and the type of loan that you're seeking or the type of amount, the purpose, and so forth, and then it matchmakes you with several possible lenders out there. So SBA actually has launched something very similar, but geared specifically just for small businesses that can enter their information, their small business information, the type of loan they're seeking or looking for, and the purpose of that possible loan request. And it's a very simple registration kind of online form fill-in process, and you click the submit button, and sure enough, there will be a list of lenders that might fit that loan request criteria. So that's kind of one of the main tools we have been emphasizing and pushing as of the early part of 2015. Again, check out our main website, which is www.sba.gov. Specifically, my office, which is based out of the Los Angeles District Office, located in the city of Glendale, our website address is same prefix there, www.sba.gov/CA, for California, CA, /LA, Lima Alpha. And our main phone number here at the office is area code 818-552-3201. 818-552-3201. This is our one of 68 field offices or district offices throughout the country that's here to really support the local small business community within the greater Los Angeles county area, as well as, of course, working closely with our resource partners.
That excellent, Andrew, excellent. Sierra Bravo Alpha .gov. Did I get that right?
That's right. That's right.
Larry, likewise, let's get the contact information out there right away. How do people get engaged with the Small Business Development Center?
Sure. Here in the South Bay, you can go on to our website, www.southbaysbdc.org, or call us here at the Small Business Development Center on Hawthorne Boulevard in Hawthorne at 310-973-3177.
Okay.
And I should also mention that with regards to access to capital, we will work directly with individuals and review their credit profiles and their financial information and provide hands-on guidance and direct them to appropriate lenders, also utilizing the resources of the SBA and also our contacts in the banking community and at all of the centers we offer that offer that service. I think it's a pretty unique service for people looking for loans. Sometimes it can be fairly daunting to knock on the door of a bank and not know exactly what you should have in your package, and that's where we come into play.
Now, what's that URL again for the Small Business Development Center here in the South Bay?
It is www.southbaysbdc.org. That's South Bay, S as in Sam, B as in boy, D as in David, C as in cat, .org.
Right. And I also found Long Beach, SBDC.org. So they're arranged that way.
Yes, we have every center has its own separate access. For those in Redondo, the city of Carson, up through the west side, Santa Monica area, our Hawthorne Center is the center.
So people can start there, and, you know, when you think about the kinds of questions, and there's a whole sort of a universe of questions, what are the, Larry, what are the top three issues that you think small businesses seem to have out there that the SBDC can easily and professionally guide the typical small business or wannabe small business?
One of the questions we're getting now is how do we deal with this whole area of social media? How does our company fit in? How can we take advantage of social media? How can I compete with the major corporations in the social media arena? And one of the things we try to do is allay the fears that social media is the great equalizer. That you don't have to be a multi-billion-dollar corporate entity to take advantage of social media. You can just be armed with your handheld PDA and create amazing YouTube videos that can be compelling and even go viral. You can operate your business from today's handheld device. And so what we try to do is demystify technology, and we've got experts at all of the centers who can help with not only what your website should be comprised of, but how to design and develop a very compelling social media program.
Excellent.
You know, when you consider, I remember the words of Ronald Reagan years ago, when you hear the words, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help," people would run. But this is one instance where I think our government has done just an amazing job in providing resources for small business. I mean, it is really impressive.
That was funny.
Yeah, it is funny. And that is old, too. I mean, Ronald Reagan is famous for, you know, he had a lot of great stories and great anecdotes, and that's certainly an old one. And Andrew, I have to say, the Small Business Administration, since 1953 or whatever, and they just got a cabinet-level position 2 years ago. What happened? Why didn't they have a cabinet-level position in previous administrations?
Well, actually, it's been on and off. It's never been a primary cabinet position. It's always been kind of a secondary cabinet position. The last administration was the transition between the Clinton administration to Bush 42 administration. There was a transition where the Small Business Administration was taken out of the cabinet level tier. And just became a sort of a regular federal government agency. But I think with the outset and the outcome of the great recession of 2008 and the things that occurred after that, it was reconsidered that the SBA as a federal agency had an important mission and needed to be at least there at the table during these rocky times. And we'll see. We'll see how long as a federal agency we're at the cabinet level.
Okay.
In the federal government world, you have to sort of just go with the flow. And whatever the latest reactive flow might be, that's sort of the state of where an agency's importance might be viewed. But I think with the whole issue that we all as a country face and experience in 2008 and the years after, all hands on deck approach and mentality was sort of the main mission at hand.
Right, right. And in that spirit of going with the flow, Bobby Christian, are you with us?
I am.
Welcome, Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. in the marketing department. What is your official title, Bobby?
Brand manager is my official title.
Brand manager, and that word, that is certainly, most people think that word has been a part of advertising and, you know, since the Mad Men era, and it really has only come to the fore in the last, you know, decade or two. It's not that old. Brand management.
People had brands, they just didn't know it.
Exactly. And Bobby Christian, what is going on around town with the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau?
Well, we have some great things coming up for our members and for the community in the next 2 weeks. For our members, tomorrow there's our Network Cafe at Jimmy's Bar and Grill. That's going to be at 11:30 to 1 p.m., and again, that's tomorrow. And then next Saturday, we have a ribbon cutting for Parsons Project for Kids. That's October 17th at 4 p.m., so next Saturday. This weekend, though, for the community, is the annual Taste of the Redondo Beach Pier. That's going to be Sunday starting at noon. If you'd like more information about the pier event or to join the chamber, you can find both at visitredondo.com and redondochamber.org. Or if you have any questions and you want to talk to me in person, you can call me at 310-376-6911. The entire chamber is there to help you all the time. So give us a call if you have any questions.
Bobby, I do have one question for you. When is the Lobster Festival? When is it coming back, Bobby?
Oh, no, you missed the Lobster Festival.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to have to break this to you.
I just want to know when it's coming back. How many days is coming back? The next Lobster Festival? Yeah, how many days?
All right. So we don't have a locked-in date next year. I don't know if you guys know this, but we had some cities that had other Lobster Festivals going on at the same time that have asked to be notified as soon as we know when ours is, so they don't compete against us on the same weekend. We had a really big turnout this year. We had an amazing event. It's going to be late September, so we are 11 months away. Go ahead and tie your bib and get your fingers ready, because we're only 11 months away.
11 months, only 11 months away. Okay.
Like 338 days left.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That sounds just about right, yeah.
Wow. Okay, well.
And pay attention to the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival Facebook page, because we'll be doing updates throughout the year as new information is available, and we got a bunch of special pictures and videos that we haven't released yet that we'll be rolling out over the next few months.
Right. Wow, that's fantastic. What a great lineup. Food and music for the 20th anniversary just passed. It was amazing, fantastic. Can't wait to see what's being planned for next year. Thank you, Bobby, as always. And there's a lull in big events. When is the next big event, Bobby?
The next big chamber event, of course, there's the Taste of the Pier this weekend, but the next big chamber event is the Super Bowl 5 and 10K, and that's going to be in February.
All right. Great. Wonderful to keep up with what's going on with the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau, a very active organization. And as you said, Chris Cagle, an organization that is maybe the seat for every small business in Redondo. If you join the chamber, you will find at the table all of the resources that you really need. And then we now have these other three organizations we're talking about today: the Workforce Investment Board, the Small Business Administration, and the Small Business Development Center. Chris, what else would you say in the minutes remaining to those small businesses out there? How can they take advantage of the Workforce Investment Board?
Well, before I forget, I better leave my phone number.
Okay.
Which is 310-970-7700. That's 310-970-7700. And our website is sbwib.org, or the one-stop center website is the number one stop.org, southbayonestop.org. And they can start by that. It's easiest if you just give me a call and I can direct them right away to the right person in a program that will work for them. And there's so many different things, even if they are not sure exactly what they need, just having a conversation with us is good too, because as I mentioned before, we have a lot of things that we don't even advertise that we do, and we might be able to help a business in ways that maybe we won't figure out until we have a conversation. So I'm available for that too, just sitting down with the business, coming out to their site, and just working with them hands-on and understanding what they do and letting them know how we can help them. So that's a good start. Just give me a call and let's make an appointment.
Is Jan Vogel still the executive director?
Yes, he is. He is still the executive director.
Yes.
Going strong, and organization just keeps growing. And, you know, now, like I said, we have Torrance and Lomita in our service area. So, yeah, things are going well.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. During my tenure in the South Bay WIB, I met so many fabulous people. Jan was so instrumental in getting us together with the Department of Labor and getting us down to Baker, Louisiana to help the refugees from the coast. It was a huge FEMA camp, and I thought, wow, we're at the biggest FEMA trailer camp ever. And then I realized there were like hundreds.
You had trailers?
Wow. We had
trailers?
We had trailers.
I was in a tent.
But Jackie, I thought we were at like one of the big ones. We were just one of many.
The one I was in, camp, I'm like a camp premiere.
Mm-hmm.
2,000 people.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
It was quite an experience. Got to meet Maxine Waters, U.S. Representative for California's 43rd District during that time. It was fantastic. So when we talk about, you know, giving sort of a prescription to people, the 2-minute warning, Andrew, what would you say about the Small Business Administration?
I think Andrew just dropped.
Well, he may have come back.
Okay.
Andrew, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
Hello?
Can. Yes. Hi. What would you say, Andrew? The 2-minute warning. Why should someone, a small business, get involved with the Small Business Administration, and how can it help today?
Like you mentioned earlier, Joe, it's inundating for a small business to seek out where to start first, especially when it comes to the issue of financing. So simply put, utilize the taxpayer dollars at hand, which is the U.S. Small Business Administration being the nation's small business resource center as far as a federal agency is concerned. SBA.gov, that's the one-stop shop. And from there, we can, conduct sort of a due diligence on which route to take the small business to, especially with the array of resource partners that we have, including the colleagues on the phone and on the show this morning. But again, ideally, you want to just kind of keep it simple. That's the key thing for a lot of small business owners. Keep it simple. Go to SBA.gov, and we'll take you from there.
Awesome. Fantastic. And Larry, we're going to bring it home with the Small Business Development Center, such a critical organization, and throughout Southern California. But for the people here in the South Bay, southbaysbdc.org, tell us, what would you say to someone out there thinking, I think I want to do it?
I'd say just come in, chat with us. Give us a call, visit our website, register. We'll be happy to have you in one of our introductory seminars and set you up with a counselor.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Your future success is at hand. The resources are out there. You have a cabinet-level organization, the Small Business Administration, available to help. Chris, you've just gotten Chris's cell phone number. You can call them at all hours of the day and night. This is you've got the resources. Just reach out. Reach out, Chamber, and you'll find the resources you need. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Fantastic. I love these kinds of shows. Enjoy. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.